My name is Nick Barley, and I'm director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival. And I'm sitting with Roland Gulliver, my colleague, programme manager of the festival, talking about highlights of the 2011 programme. And we're talking about the international work that we do through our new Word Alliance of literary festivals around the world. In this segment, we're going to talk about a little bit about India and then also about Australia and Canada. I wanted to just talk briefly about one of the Indian writers who'll be joining us is a man called Atish Tasir, and he'll be in an event with a Libyan writer called Hisham Matar. Both of them write books, novels, which don't relate to their personal lives, but their personal lives somehow have an influence on what they write. And it so happens that both of them, their fathers, are absent for one reason or another. Hisham Matar's father was abducted by Gaddafi's regime nearly 20 years ago, and Hisham is not sure whether his father is still alive. Atish Tasir's father was, he was estranged from him, I suppose you could say. He was a mayor of one of the provinces in northern Pakistan and was shot earlier this year and murdered, assassinated in a political assassination. So these experiences of their fathers have a strong influence on both Hisham and Atish's writing. And though we won't be asking them to talk about their personal lives, it's impossible for them to separate that from their extraordinary, evocative writing.
So having talked about India, I'd like to move on and talk about Australia. Obviously, it's very, very far away, and it's very difficult to try and get authors to come here. But we're lucky enough to have some support from the Australian Council for the Arts this year to bring over a group of Australian writers. So we're very excited about that. Many of them are debut names. For example, Stephen Amsterdam has written a brilliant post-apocalyptic novel. It's between a collection of short stories and a novel. It's very clever and very well written. And he's in an event with the Irish writer Kevin Barry, which I think will be a brilliant, just brilliant hour of storytelling. We have other people like Kalinda Ashton, whose new book, The Danger Game, is out with published by a little publisher called Tyndall Street Press. And she is one of those exciting new Australian authors. And also, the nice thing that we have these Australian authors appearing in the main programme, but they'll also be appearing in Unbound. We're lucky enough to bring across the people from Sleeper Publishing, who are young independent publishers. So they're going to do a night in Unbound to celebrate all these Australian writers being in the city.
And alongside the Australian writers who are really exciting and who are major names in Australia but probably will be major names after this year's festival, there's also great writing from Canada, and we're really excited that we have a partnership with the International Festival of Authors in Toronto. And through that partnership, we've been able to invite back Miriam Taves. She's in an event with David Van, the California-based writer. And Miriam Taves has got an extraordinary personal history, which has an effect on what she writes. And I can't wait to see how she and David talk about the way in which their personal backgrounds affect their novels. Brilliant stories.
Can I add two more to that list of the Canadians? Two books that have been standout books for me. One fiction, one non-fiction. Kathleen Winter has written the book Annabelle, which was shortlisted for the Giller Prize but didn't win, is a most beautifully written book. It's a very unique story. It's about this child who's born in the kind of the wilds of Canada, but is born as a hermaphrodite. But even before that, the story, I remember picking up the book in the autumn and reading the first kind of 20 pages and just being transfixed by the writing and the imagery. And another one is a non-fiction writer is John Valent, who's written a book about a true story about a man-eating tiger in Siberia. Another kind of fantastic tale, which is kind of just an amazing life larger than fiction.
So even if you haven't heard of these names, I can assure you that they're brilliant storytellers, and there's plenty to look forward to.